Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're listening to this broadcast, because this is Galganov.com radio on the internet, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way, well, radio used to be and really should be. This is my second radio broadcast in years and years that I haven't done any. And I seem to have gotten some decent reviews for the first one, so here we go again. If you hear a hum in the background, that's our air conditioner turned on full blast because today it's August the 11th, and it's got to be 100 degrees outside. It is really warm, and we want to make sure, I want to make sure that it's not going to be cooking inside here. So I wrote an editorial today that deals with a couple issues. The one that really bothers me the absolute most, well, there's two of them. The first one has to do with how dishonest the media and the government and the Democrat Party and the rhinos really are. Because this isn't, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump or Republicans versus Democrats. This is the full weight of the American government, the full weight of the Democrat Party, the full weight of all the rhinos who don't want anyone to upset their apple cart, versus Donald Trump. This guy is standing against a behemoth. To have people in the Republican Party come out and suggest that they should somehow remove Trump from the Republican Party's, from being the candidate for the Republican Party, or cut off all funds to him at this late stage in the game, where there isn't even any mechanism to replace Donald Trump, I would say it should boggle the mind. But it doesn't boggle the mind, because these people, these rhinos, all of these insiders, forget about being against Trump. They're against the people. They're against all the American voters who want to rid themselves of the corruption of Washington, D.C. Well, and the corruption goes right down to the state level and to the municipal level as well. They want to literally wipe out the rights of the people to actually choose the kind of government, not just the government that it receives, but the kind of government it receives. These people, these senators and congressmen or members of the House, all of them at the highest levels, the bureaucrats, they are getting stinking rich. They are stinking rich at serving the people. Well, that's an oxymoron, because they're not serving the people. They really aren't. They're opposed to serving the people. They do what they have to do to take care of themselves. That's what it's all about. So when the media and the government and the Democrats and the rhinos all gang up on Trump, understand this: they're ganging up on the American people, on you. They're telling you that you better be prepared to accept the same crap over the next 4-8 years or in perpetuity, as you've been accepting, since the days that Ronald Reagan is gone. So, you have to understand that. I think a lot of the people who read Galganov.com, I think you do understand that. But it's not just Republicans against Democrats or vice versa. And it's not just Trump against crooked Hillary Clinton. It's not. It's all of them. Everyone who has something to lose from an honest government, who are against Donald Trump and the people. Now, we're hearing all kinds of stuff from the other side, from the left and the rhinos, of course, and the government. But what they're saying is that, Trump is down 10% here, 15% there. The people hate him. The Republican Party hates him. The established Republican Party members hate him. They hate his guts, and they're going to do everything to either not vote for him or not support him, or they're going to do whatever it is to help Hillary Clinton. Well, that's well and good for the Democrats to sell. That's wonderful, and they're selling it, of course, with help from the from some of the Republicans, the rhinos, anyways. You can hear that, and you have the media who backstops that. I mean, the media is there pushing. Yes, yes, yes. The Republican Party hates Trump. The Republicans can't stand Trump. The Republicans don't want Trump. The Republicans think that Trump isn't worthy to be the President of the United States. And they're selling this with everything they've got. It's not true. Think about this. Tens of thousands of people routinely show up for Trump rallies. I mean, they show up and they'll wait in the heat. If that need be, they'll wait in the cold. They can get 10,000, 30,000 people show up to show their support for Donald Trump. How many people show up to show their support for Hillary Clinton who don't have to be there, who aren't bussed in, who aren't even paid to be there? She's lucky if she gets 1,000 people at a rally. And I assure you that those 1,000 people have a vested interest in being there. That sort of says an awful lot. So why do the Democrats keep pushing all the supposed hostility against Trump from his own party? I'll hearken back to the days of the Nazis. Now, the Nazis understood the psychology of propaganda. And it was people like Hermann Göring who said very clearly, tell the lie big enough and repeat it often enough, and the people are going to believe it. So if that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. That's exactly what the rhinos are doing. That's exactly what the American government is doing. They've created this lie that the rank and file, the people who really are like the ones who make the decisions are really against Donald Trump, and they keep pressing it in the belief that the rank and file voters are going to buy into it. They're going to believe it. They're going to say, well, how can we vote for a guy whose own party hates his guts? How can we do that? Well, that's what's happening right now. I mean, that's really what's happening. But the people aren't buying it. And I don't care what the polls show. To me, the only poll at this point that really counts, who's turning out for the rallies for Trump and who's turning out for the rallies for Hillary Clinton. Now, we also are well aware that it came out today, I guess yesterday, that the media has been helping Obama lie about America's war against ISIS. That, well, according to the media, we were doing so well, or the American people were doing so well, or the American military was doing so well. We had ISIS on the run. I mean, they're losing cities here, they're losing cities there. We've got them, right? Well, it turns out it's all a lie. It's BS. It's absolute crap. And ISIS is kicking the crap out of Western Europe, actually all of Europe, and is kicking the crap out of the United States as well. But with the help of the media, Obama was able to push that lie. So they're doing the same thing against Donald Trump. And don't think for a second that the people are fooled. Don't be depressed, because Trump is doing really well. Now, the other thing in today's editorial had to do with voter ID. Now, it's quite long, but let me tell you the bottom line. If you're not willing to walk that extra mile to prove that you're an American citizen. I'm not talking about blacks and Latinos or any. I'm talking about every American, regardless of your skin color, regardless of your national origin, regardless of your age, your gender, regardless of your political leanings, regardless of everything. Every real American should have the right to vote. And every lawful American should have the right to vote. And if you're not prepared to take that extra step to get a national voter ID card that proves you're an American and you have a right to vote, then you shouldn't be able to vote. I'm going to it's in the editorial today, but I'll do another audio editorial on that. Anyways, we're up to almost 10 minutes, so this is Galganov.com on the radio. I'm Howard Galganov. I really thank you for listening. I thank you for reading the editorials and passing along the information. And I look forward to the next broadcast. So until the next time, remember, this is radio on the internet. No CRTC, no FCC. just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And also, please have a look on the right-hand side of the editorial page at the advertisers. And, you know, give them some of your business. They really help out a lot. A lot of them might not be making any money off the ads, but they're there to support the cause, which I am extremely appreciative of. You take care and have a great, great day.